He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Welcome, Tommy, to a Tuesday Rush Hour. Good to have you on the phone, mate.
It's been too long, boys. How are you?
We're tracking okay. Obviously, good news that we're coming out of the restrictions midnight tonight. And how's the Tommy Jonas family been coping with the last 7 days?
Yeah, firstly, I think everyone's done a ripping job with the restrictions and staying up and about. Personally, we're pretty lucky. Obviously, I'm living it up over here in five-star luxury. And Millie's at home with her parents, and little Matilda's just charging around the house with grandma and aunties and uncles, so she's living the dream.
Tommy, Bokey's 300th. Obviously no crowd, chaired off in front of no one. Did have a few beers after with him?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a 9-day break, so you might notice the voice is a little bit hoarse. I'm getting old, mate. So we had a couple on Friday night, and then a bit more of a formal thing Saturday after the twos had a run around. So no, it was good. I think it was a bit odd cheering him off in front of no one, but we were just really happy to show, you know, our respect for the great man and what he means to our club and everyone. So he wasn't too fast as long as we ran out there and got the win and continued our push for premiership, because that's the one thing, you know, obviously we and he really wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, TJ, some good news on the injury front. You're starting to get some really good players back. Orazio, Fantasia off the injured list, but poor old Lockie Jones is booked in for some more surgery.
I think he might have cursed himself at the start of the year when he said he's never had a serious injury and he's gone hammy syndesmosis. So it's going to, you know, really test his resilience, but he's a quality young man. I think he'll be, you know, he'll navigate his way through it and be stronger for it. So we might not see him again this year. Fingers crossed we do. He has got pretty decent healing powers. But on the flip side, like you said, we got the three young boys back. You can see the way that influenced our offense straight off the bat. And I think Raz will be putting his hand up for selection this week as well.
What about Robbie Gray, mate? How far is he off?
Yeah, Dingo's moving pretty well, actually. I think he's enjoyed getting over here and spending some time around the boys. And it's going to be tough for Kenny, you know, obviously having the four tools up there or three tools. And then with all the small forwards coming back at the same time, there's going to be some challenging choices for him to make. But it's a nice spot to be in this time of the year.
Yeah, important win last week because they got off to a pretty fast start, Collingwood. But this week, you got the Giants. They are coming off a good win over Essendon. They get some players back too. Toby Green, none bigger than him. Who gets him? Do you? Because you can play on talls and smalls. Have you? Do you ever stand him?
Yeah, well, I had a week off last week too, so I'll be pretty fresh. Yeah, so I might get a look at Toby depending on how high he plays. But they're playing some really good footy, and they've still got a bucket load of talent, so we're going to have to be up for it. In terms of down back, we have got a bit of flexibility with Birdo playing some of those roles and obviously myself from time to time, and Trent McKenzie pretty much just taking whoever's starting out of the cage. So we'll back ourselves in against whatever they dish up.
And with that game, do you know where you're playing yet? We're here maybe Metricon, or do you have any indication?
Oh, I wouldn't have much more than you boys. I'm hearing whispers of Canberra. Also, you know, Victoria's been thrown up. But yeah, I think Metricon's probably leading the charge, although I think there may have been a couple of cases pop up in Queensland today. So we'll just have to wait and see. It all changes pretty quickly.
Tommy Jonas, while in isolation, what's tickled your fancy with the Olympic Games? The boys are glued into what?
Yeah, love the swimming, but also pretty happy with a bit of the volleyball as well. Well, I used to play a bit of that back in the day, so giving that a look. But yeah, it's perfect timing, just 10 hours a day. What else would you really want?
Hey, Willem Drew, he's someone that probably doesn't come across opposition's radar too much, and I reckon if he walked down the street, not many people would notice him. But he's certainly putting a good block of games together, another 30-odd possessions on the weekend.
Yeah, he's a really selfless player, and he's really important around midfield with the way he hunts and tackles, and he got a bit of credit for his performance on Friday night, as he should, and he's been walking around with the chest puffed out, pretty happy with himself, so good on him.
Tommy Jonas, while watching the Olympics, what Olympic sports would you eliminate so far?
Oh, I'd scrap the 3-on-3 basketball as most
rubbish.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, rubbish.
Skateboarding, no good. Waste of time.
Yeah.
But they're probably lucky there's a typhoon. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any surf. So they've done well there. But I'm pretty happy with whatever, mate. I'm a bit of a nuffy.
Have you got any indication? I'll ask the footy questions. I'll leave Jars to the Olympics because he's an expert.
Boring questions, Boone. Well, getting excited. Come on.
Have you got any indication of when you'll be home or playing games at home?
Not really. I think with Victoria doing such a good job at getting on top of things, there's a sneaky chance to be back after our game this weekend. So don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that would obviously be nice. But we got to work with SA to make sure that we do the right thing and there's no risk of us bringing anything back. So, like I said, we're pretty settled in here and the support's been great and the boys are loving being around each other. So if we're here a little bit longer, that's fine too.
TJ, all the best, mate. Thanks for your time. Rest up and we'll look forward to the GWS game, Port Adelaide, wherever you play. And, thanks for your time, buddy. Take care.
Cheers, boys. Ciao.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Just while we got you, what's about the Olympics and the swimming and the running and Usain Bolt? You like him?
Who's that?